Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury in North Idaho. It's August 22nd, 2014, and I'm talking with Peggy Caruso. Peggy is a life coach. She's written a book called Revolutionize Your Child's Life, and we wanted to talk about that a little bit. So, Peggy, how did you come about writing that book to revolutionize your child's life?
Well, I am a coach, and I coach people on the executive level and the personal level, but I've really taken an interest to the children, and I help a lot of children get off of their medications, like for ADD, ADHD, depression. I have kids coming to me that have been severely bullied or that they cut themselves. So I wrote a book for the parents for preventative measures to help them understand the different developmental periods of their child's life and what happens, and different warning signs to look for. I provide, you know, internet safety tools, and I also gear it toward the positive side of success principles.
Well, that's good, because we hear too much negative. If you watch any of the news, you're going to hear too much negative. Well, well, why don't you talk about the developmental stages and what it means, might mean for parents, just in brief.
Okay. Well, there's, you know, different, like I said, there's different types of bullying, and there's different things that lead up to, you know, obstacles and challenges that these children are facing. But in my experience of 5 years, these children seem to be in the what we call the modeling period, which is 7 to 14. That seems to be where the issues begin.
Or the preteens.
The first level of it.
Yeah, the preteens.
Right.
Areas. Well, when I was teaching school, I taught middle school for a couple of years, and neither fish nor fowl is the term we use. They're going through massive changes and very volatile in a lot of ways. A normal kid.
Absolutely. Like the first period of a child's life is from birth to 7, and that's the imprint period. There's nothing in their mind, so whatever is put in there is sensory information and environment. So there is no critical factor in a child. The next stage would be the modeling, and that's where I said the issues seem to begin. And that's 7 to 14, in that middle school age and the transition into high school. This is when children model and imitate behavior from, like, parents, family, friends, movies, videos, celebrities. I'll have a lot of parents come up to me and say, how did I raise 2 children in the same house with the same rules, and they turn out completely opposite? Well, that's because in the modeling period, they break away in their own groups of friends, and they're modeling, you know, their friends' behavior. And then after that is the socialization period from 14 to 21, and that's when they become individualized.
Okay, it sounds like in the timeless debate of nature versus nurture, sounds like you sort of come down heavier on the nurture side.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, well, what's the third stage?
That would be the socialization period, and that is from 14 to 21. That is when, you know, the child determines unconsciously what is important to him or her. They break away from the modeling period and become individualized. So if they go into that period with no one recognizing the negative influences that have happened, it causes even deeper problems. But you can turn their behavior around. You can turn their way of thinking around at any given time. I mean, I have people in their 60s that I help them with different issues. So that's the good news. You can always catch it and fix it.
Okay. So what are you hoping this book will be used for? It's primarily for parents, I presume. But what are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, I'm hoping to prevent a lot of things that the children are going through, and that's why I give in my book, I give, you know, everything to look for. I give them the tools to understand the importance of implementing success principles. Like I want them to become a kidpreneur is what I call it, and I want them to learn masterminding principles, because I feel as though that communication is lost with all the social media and the texting and whatnot. So I put a positive spin on it as well and try to redirect them into getting their children to thinking in a positive manner rather than stay stuck in the negative.
Okay. Well, if somebody had more questions, how would they get a hold of you, and where could they find their books or your book?
Well, actually, my book is available on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble. It's on over 100 online bookstores. You can go to my website, which is www.lifecoachingandbeyond.com, or they can email me, and all of my information is on my website.
Okay, so the book is Revolutionize Your Child's Life, and the author is Peggy Caruso, and this is Lon Woodbury. We've been talking with Peggy about her book, and I've got her as a guest coming up on one of my hour-long radio shows, so be sure to check on that. It'll be latalkradio.com. This is Lon Woodbury, and thank you very much, Peggy.
Thank you, and have a great day.